So what are you gonna do when you see BJ tomorrow?
Cry.
No, not. No crying.
Well, she's not allowed to see me cry, then she'll cry, and then everyone will cry. It'll just be bad.
Stephanie and Kathy Lyons are eagerly waiting to see the relative Lance Corporal William Oakman, known as BJ to his family. Oakman returned home earlier this week after a six-month tour in Afghanistan as a radio operator. Stephanie, BJ's cousin, hasn't seen him in about a year and a half, but she was able to talk to him on the phone last Christmas.
Got to talk to him on Christmas because he called.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one that answered the phone, so I got to talk to him first. It's weird, though, because with the phones they have, there's a bit of a delay. So yeah. It's like, hi. Hi. How are you? Good. It's kind of awkward because there's this random pause. You're not sure if he's still there or not.
Oakman was welcomed by his family at the Arms Force Base in Petawawa soon after he landed. His Aunt Kathy says he looked healthy.
Diane said he's real good, but he's lost some weight.
Kathy says he plans to become an officer and will study at the Royal Canadian Military College in Kingston. His extended family and friends are planning a homecoming party this Friday. Lauren Hummel?